Principal Alin Kopic joins me for the Newell Fonda School Spotlight. And Alin, I know I'm hoping a lot of people joined you Tuesday morning, because I think 2 weeks ago when our spotlight was airing, we mentioned a community coffee was coming up, and that was just a couple days ago.
Yes, they did. Even despite the freezing cold temperatures, it really has been a busy week at Newell Fonda. Like you mentioned, yesterday morning we had a community coffee that was organized by Stacy Tiefenthaler, our school nurse, and the community members were able to enjoy a nice warm cup of coffee, eat some cookies. Mr. Olson gave an update of the latest happenings here at Newell Fonda, and then they were able to listen to the Newell Fonda Jazz Band. And we also had a special guest. Iowa's Director of Education, Dr. Ryan Wise, was able to stop by, and he said a few words, toured our facilities. So it really was a great morning, and I would definitely like to thank all the community members who attended this special event.
Yeah, you bring up the jazz band. I've seen a few pictures on Facebook of some of the Mustang students performing.
Yes. The jazz band, their last performance was last Thursday, and they actually received first place at the Triton Jazz Festival at Iowa Central. I would also like to mention that Renee Reed and Sebastian Tovar both received soloist awards at this competition as well. And our jazz band will perform again at the IHSMA State Jazz Band Festival on January 27th.
Well, good luck. I know they've done well in the past.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Go from jazz band, how about a large group speech update?
That's right. They're also busy preparing for contest. They attended Alta's speech day yesterday, and we have 11 groups, which includes about 43 of our students, will be heading to Fort Dodge on Saturday to compete in the district speech contest. So I would like to give a shout-out to all of our speech students and wish them good luck.
Alin, you and I have to mention something that takes place Thursday night and Friday before we wrap up.
That's right. I would like to remind our parents that tonight is the culmination of the middle school's Maker Week and the high school's We Term. So at 7 o'clock, the students will be presenting their projects and showing off all the hard work that they did during this project-based learning experience. So I really hope that our middle school and high school parents will be able to attend tonight's presentation. And then finally, Friday's basketball game against Southeast Valley will be our pink out. The National Honor Society is hosting a tailgate, and all proceeds will go to BVRMC's oncology department. So if you're looking for some Friday night entertainment, come enjoy a basketball game and a great meal, and it all goes for a good cause.
No doubt about it. Alin, thanks a lot for the time. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. School Spotlight today with Newell Fonda right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.